preserving our local history. I'm Zach Troutman for WGNS. A typically mundane agenda item became a central focus of the February 7th meeting of the Murfreesboro City Council when the city sought to annex and zone land along Highway 231 at Cherry Lane that happened to lay adjacent to a historical home to commercial districting. Councilman Smotherman found this proposal simply too risky.
The house was constructed in 1822. Confederate soldiers hid in the ceiling of this house. The home has been visited by James K. Polk. It's been visited by General George Patton. When you walk into the house, there's 14-foot ceilings, beautiful antiques everywhere.
It's not just a neighborhood that we're talking about. It's a historical marker. You know, some people would probably look at it and say it's an old house. And I know at one time the Oakland Mansion got almost to the point of being torn down. We almost tore our courthouse down one time because we felt like it would have been more advantageous to have more parking on the square. And I think in retrospect, when we look at it, the preservation of historical markers are very important. But we can't undo what was done. I hope we don't mess this up for historical significance.
Despite two votes against, the zoning was passed through. Finally, some answers about the vanishing lake at Gateway Island.
Unfortunately, the voids continued to develop. The study indicated a highly weathered bedrock unit with deep soil seams and open seams in many of the test trenches. Water losses are occurring at multiple locations within the study area due to the highly irregular bedrock soil.
And some rather abstract solutions.
We will have signs walking around the island out there that will say, stop that leak.
I'm going to go throw newspapers in it.
This is WGNS News.